Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with City of Indianola Parks and Rec Director Doug Byland about the past year for Parks and Rec. Looking back on the year of 2020 for Indianola Parks and Rec, obviously there were a lot of difficulties, but I think the thing to look back on would be all that was still accomplished despite what was going on this year, Doug. So talk a little bit about what you think kind of highlights the year of 2020 for Indianola Parks and Rec.
I would say the most important thing is that we learned, unfortunately, the hard way, how important parks, trails, all of our outdoor green spaces are for the quality of life of people. So as bad as the pandemic is, it really highlighted the fact that the investment that a community, our state, our country has made in preserving these spaces for people to use, especially in times like this.
Well, and I think that there was a big, the programs that maybe Parks and Rec couldn't do were altered. It always felt like there was some sort of way that the programs could be done, and if they couldn't, there was some sort of alternate found. So talk about that process of still being able to provide services to the community when they needed it most.
Right. So we went through many stages of different programs, whether they're virtually, whether they're online, or through a Zoom meeting, or a Zoom dance, or a virtual 10K, so people can walk on their own or walk their dogs on their own. We still did have some adult softball. We had flag football and other things with lots of different modifications and restrictions put on those. We even had flashlight Easter egg hunt back in April. It was supposed to be hundreds of people in one location, and instead we bagged up all of the eggs and prizes and handed them out to the people that registered so they could have them in their own backyard. So we had to change and adapt just like everybody else did for every part of life, but still trying to create those activities for people to do.
Well, and I think another thing was all I've been hearing from the various city and county departments I've talked to is their employees have been, great for adapting to what they'd normally do. So what do you have to say about the Parks and Rec people who help you make that department a success?
Yeah, absolutely. Our staff worked diligently to try to come up with new ideas, new ways to do events, do activities, try to provide those services, all at the same time trying to change their own lives, right? Everything they were doing. So I think it shows how important what we do and how serious they take their jobs. As much as we don't say we take fun seriously, but no one ever batted an eye or stopped or gave up or anything. We just figured out how to accomplish goals to make things fun for people, to try to take them away from what was going on in the outside world. So
when you look back on 2020, what stands out to you? Parks and Rec programs, maybe something else, I guess. When you look back at this, what are you going to remember most, at least as far as the positive things that Parks and Rec was able to do?
I think the one thing back in March when all of this started, one of my first thoughts was, okay, this will make people or remind people how important their family and their friends are, and kind of getting back to when I was a kid of go climbing a tree or hunting tadpoles out of a pond somewhere, doing different things that aren't scheduled. So I think people had to get back to that a little bit more, and it did it right. It was like kind of like a flip of a coin, bang, here we are. We're not gonna have a basketball game anymore, but you can go out and go camping or go fishing or go for a hike or ride your bike or grab your dog and go for a walk and all those things. So I think that's what I'm going to remember the most, is that people kind of got back to, when it comes to me and what the recreation thing is, whatever it is that you can do to get away from the stresses of real life and make your quality of life great. So that's what I'm going to remember, is people kind of got back to that idea of when I was a kid and what I could just go outside and do what I wanted to do when I had to, and in this case you didn't have anything else to do, so go outside and enjoy it. So.
All right. Well, did you see an uptick, and I'm sure you did, but an uptick in the use of parks and trails, and I guess kind of talk about, was there any numbers that you have seen, or was it just some general information that you saw the community take advantage of what we have here in Indianola?
So yes and no on all of that. When it's just the regular, you know, walking along trails, going to visit a park and things like that, absolutely we saw an uptick in that usage. We don't take attendance every day on who walks through Buxton Park or who maybe goes out and has lunch with somebody out at Pickard or anything like that. But this was the first year where we've seen groups of I would say grandparents with lawn chairs in a big circle at Buxton Park, or they would meet at McCord, or they'd meet at Pickard, or they met all over in any different parks. So we've seen that. We've even seen, as it's gotten cold, in our larger parking lot, say at Pickard Park, where the gentlemen will line up their cars in a big circle and still have kind of morning coffee like they used to do at Hardee's or somewhere else. So we've seen that uptick. Now, of course, in our programs, you know, our aquatic center was closed, so obviously the attendance there was nothing. In our activities, you know, if we had a baseball tournament or a softball tournament, we didn't have as many people there visiting. So some of that attendance, or, you know, our concession revenue was down a lot. You know, the revenues for those kind of things were cut in third at least, or even half or more. So yes and no. I think the main thing is, like I stressed earlier, was just kind of the drop-in activities, the going out for a husband and wife going to go for a walk, or a family to go play frisbee or something like that. We saw a lot more of that. So
awesome. Well, anything else you wanted to cover, Doug? Did you have anything written down that I didn't hit on?
I think we did do a lot of improvements, and we continue to want to do more improvements. We worked on, even though Aquatic Center was closed, trying to keep on with some of the upkeep that was planned for that. So, you know, as we open next year, hopefully people will see those different steps on our slides and painting things that we couldn't maybe normally do because we have our staff do something different. We are working on trying to get our trails master plan updated here through the City Council at the end of December here next week. So that'll be new and exciting to try to get the trail plan to go around the community to connect those things. We have a new canopy that we installed at the Memorial Park Amphitheater. So next summer when we have outdoor movies or concerts or things, that'll be good for the participants and the people that are presenting and singing and so on. So we still keep on taking care of that infrastructure to make everything better and to improve what we already have. So we'll keep on working on that. And I would, again, stress to our staff and our volunteers and our seasonal staff that changed what they did and still did it with fun and still provided those opportunities for our citizens and the visitors that we did still get to have in Indianola. So.
Thanks to Doug Byland for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.